Well, top of the morning to you guys. And they truly do walk amongst us. Another Femon freaking out on an airline. And they do it on airlines because I can grab the most attention and cause the most chaos. Anyway, apparently this Femon went crazy and she's tried to climb over the seats and everything. And passengers and everybody had to try and restrain her. I mean, I think this happened in the States, but does it really matter where? It's the new stage for Femons to get attention, isn't it? I mean, if they start charging these Femons, I mean, a hefty fine or even jail sentence, instead of just giving them a slap on the wrist. And then another Femon, unrelated to the first Femon, thought she'd do her act as well, as she's got everybody's attention, and she's telling everybody that that woman is possessed, and we're all possessed by the devil, or something like that. Of course, the truth of the matter is these Femons are mentally unstable. How many more on this flight are crazy? I mean, do they crave that much attention that they have to act crazy like this to get it? Or take their top off? Is it attention-seeking or is it something a little bit more serious? I know, to make flying safe, all Femons should be strapped in. But if you think about it, Femons are doing it everywhere now, aren't they? They're doing it in the gyms, even at the supermarkets. And Femons wonder why males are walking away. Because a lot of males have realized that Femons aren't the responsibility of the males. And the Femons always blame their issues on males, generally speaking. But in reality, it's the Femons who are responsible for their own actions, not the males. Speaking, it's the Femons with all the issues. And blaming everything on the males won't change that. The Femon will have to take responsibility for her own actions and what she says and does. It does mean that the Femon will start having to act like an adult, which in most cases, they are supposed to be, and stop blaming everybody else except themselves. And really, the person at fault is the Femon. She's the one who has the issues, not the male. And a lot of males don't want to deal with the craziness anymore. They just want a peaceful life. And all Femons seem to produce at the moment is chaos and drama. So what I suggest to you males out there is assume that every Femon is crazy, unless she proves otherwise. I'll put a link to the story down below there. I think there's a sort of a video. Now, you have a good weekend, guys. Me? Well, I'm kind of in limbo. It's a nice place at the moment. Take it easy.